Sustainability is moving toward the mainstream, not just as a vague concept, but as a core value for doing business. Maggie Winslow is academic dean of the Presidio Graduate School, which offers a green MBA program in San Francisco. She says that the definition of sustainability is also expanding.
One of my colleagues who teaches operations and production talks a lot about sustainability. So your bottom line isn't just how do you make this in the cheapest manner, but what if you include in there social value? Not just because you want your buyers to be happier because they think you're green, but even people within the company are happier if they feel like the company is doing the right thing and are more loyal to the company. And it might ultimately cut your costs significantly.
This nascent movement toward incorporating less tangible considerations as part of doing business hasn't yet found a clear link to the bottom line, observes Winslow. So she contends that the basis for doing those calculations should be changed, even with something as fundamental as the way the gross domestic product, or GNP, is computed.
The problem is, as we cut down forests or over-harvest fisheries, that shows up as a positive in GDP, but actually some of it is lost natural capital. It's like if you sold your furniture in your house, that's not actually income. You've just lost some of your property, some of your capital. It also includes if you have to buy double-pane windows because the airport near you is expanding, your life isn't better with your double-pane windows. You're just preventing it from getting worse. So there's a lot of things that show up in GDP that are not really a measure of people's welfare increasing or people being happier.
Winslow, who will be a keynote speaker at the Sustainable Enterprise Conference in Rohnert Park tomorrow morning, also suggests that the changing climate for business is forcing some dramatic rethinking of models and missions.
Firms that are rethinking, do we want to be providing this product or do we just want to rent this product? Do we want to be providing a service instead? Rethinking not just their supply chain, but what they're actually providing and how it's going to be provided. Because ultimately, what we really want is certain services. We want to feel happy and secure and warm and have light. We don't necessarily need particular products.
In other instances, most often involving large corporations, efforts have been made to appear environmentally sensitive without substantive changes to back them up, a practice often derided as greenwashing. But even that, Winslow says, can have unexpected and beneficial consequences.
Companies, even when they start greenwashing, they soon realize, oh, look, there's all this stuff we actually could do to reduce our energy use or our water use and be better for the environment, be better for society and our stakeholders, to be better stewards of the earth, and they actually start doing more. There's a fair amount of anecdotal evidence that companies that start talking the talk do start walking the walk, and not just because of their customers. A lot of it is because of their workers. People within companies start saying, hey, you know, I don't want to be part of a company that pollutes. I want to be part of the solutions, not the problem.
We are living in a time of what some economists call creative destruction, Winslow suggests, when existing paradigms are disassembled so that new, reconfigured ways of doing business and of meeting needs can emerge instead. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.